Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You cannot please a woman. A woman see that as weakness, and you're catering to her ego. And you cannot please an ego. You have to overcome an ego. She'll have you put off a bridge, and then she'll get another man after she collect your insurance. Just FYI.
You could call me Monica.
Monica. Where are you calling me from, baby?
I'm from Clearwater, Florida.
Where, honey?
Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater, Florida.
Let me see if I can turn this up.
How close is... I can hear you good. How close is that to Miami?
About 4 hours.
Oh, that's far. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Monica, what do you do for a living?
I am a real estate agent and a singer.
It's giving unstable. It really is. I just feel like anybody could say real estate to sound official. But I mean, most people aren't successful in real estate. And then, like, you're still trying to be a singer at 50. I'm not knocking you for singing. Sing. But, I mean, is that really what you do for a living? It should be a requirement that you at least got to make $25,000 a year off something to claim it as a hustle or a job or something. If you make $2,000 a year off something, you shouldn't include that in what you do for a living.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
Cindy. Send.
You don't have to, but you want to give us 20 seconds of you singing? More. My Sherry Amore.
All right.
You don't want to sing for us?
Let me see.
That's 20 seconds.
Just 20 seconds. Give me a song. Let me see.
This nigga's scared.
I don't even know what to sing. I just sang
a thousand songs coming in my head.
What you got? Give me one.
No, I don't know what you know. So.
Oh, that's true. Let me see. When the night has come, oh yeah, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. I won't cry. No, I won't cry.
See, Kendra can't just play it cool. Even when she's trying to spotlight someone else's talent, she got a lip sync and steal the show. Can't you just chill and let her show her skill?
Cry. No, I won't cry. Oh, no. I won't shed one tear. Just as long. You're killing me, Kendra. You're making me laugh.
Stand by me. My darling. Stand by me.
Oh, yeah. Stand by me.
God, if you listen in. Help! I can't take it no more!
What man wants to be with a woman who's this much of an embarrassment? And I mean Kendra. Like, on a nightly basis. Who wants to get embarrassed by their woman on a nightly basis? I'm gonna make a guesstimate. Kendra G is never gonna be in a 5-year relationship ever again in her life.
You don't know that.
Kendra is just too over the top. I get having a vibrant spirit and all that, but this is too much.
I've been on your show before. I got to tell you that.
Say what?
I have been on your show before.
Okay. What's the update?
So I conversed with someone for a period of time, probably like 6 months, but it didn't work out. He wanted to do more than I was willing to. So
he wanted to do more?
Yeah. You know, he wanted to get physical. And so I was like, you know, it's not for me because I'm waiting for marriage.
Bro, come on!
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Waiting for marriage is for 18 to 25-year-old virgins. Flat out. No man is going to take you serious talking about you're waiting for marriage. It's just not going to happen. So I guess you're not going to have sex again in your lifetime. That don't even sound right coming from a woman who's clearly older. Can you imagine sitting in front of this older woman and that coming out of her mouth as an older man? I'm hoping she told him up front. And he probably told himself, oh, I could get it. I can get it. She ain't met me yet. You know, she ain't been with me yet. Once I lay that charm on her, she gonna crack them legs open.
Okay. Oh, I didn't. Okay, we got there fast. Let me get some information.
Sorry about that. Backtrack.
Okay. Right. How old are you, Monica?
I'm 54.
Are you a virgin?
No.
Oh.
I've been married twice.
Okay. Let me ask my questions in order, then I'll backtrack. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
Monica, Clearwater, Florida, real estate agent, 54. You said married twice. We got there already. Do you have any kids?
I have three.
How old are your three kids?
22, 19, and 17.
A 54-year-old woman who's been married twice and have three kids. She puts three humans out of that thing. But you got to marry her to get a crack at it. Think about that for a second. This is mental illness. Point blank, period.
That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
All right. So we kind of skipping around. So now I'm going to break some things down. When did you get divorced last?
23, September of 23.
So of 23, so was that 2 years ago?
Correct.
Have you been celibate since your divorce?
Yes.
Are you not? So you're only going to have sex again unless you get married again?
Right.
So is that how you were with each of your marriages? You didn't have sex unless you got married?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. The second one, it was, you know, but we got married. But the first one, yes.
You whore.
I waited until we got married, the first one.
So you only been with two men?
No, not in life, no.
Oh, okay, I got you. I guess I was trying to figure it out. Yeah. Okay, so now, okay, so this is something that you practiced in your last marriage too. So no sex until you get married.
First in my first marriage, I stopped for 10 years. And then I got married to my first marriage.
So I think I'm getting a clear picture. It sounds like she didn't get married until like 35. She said she stopped having sex for 10 years before she had her first marriage. So this woman has been ran through the ringer from 15 to 35. And then she had a bright idea of maybe I'll trick a sucker into waiting until marriage so I can finally get married. And of course, inevitably, that didn't work out. And then she threw that method away and got another simp to marry her. And that didn't work out. And trust me, no relationship is ever going to work out with this woman.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I stopped for 10 years and then I got married to my first marriage.
Okay, what happened with that?
Our personalities were different.
Say again? Yeah,
our personalities were different.
How long were you guys married for?
The first one was about 7 years.
7 years. Okay, you was married for 7 years. It took you 7 years to realize your personalities were different?
No, I actually saw it the day we got married, and I was like, so I'm here now. So.
This sounds actually retarded to say out loud.
See, that's the thing. They put these standards on these men, but it just don't matter. Even if you meet a man who will live up to these standards or jump through these hoops, you're not going to respect him by the time he jumped through your hoops. She never respected this guy from the jump, but she just tried to legitimize her life and validate her life and her whole history by marrying just some dude. She wanted kids, and she wanted to be able to say, I was married before. So that's what she used this man for.
No, I actually saw it the day we got married, and I was like, I'm here now. So I just moved forward with it, hoping for the best.
Okay, so you knew your wedding day, but you still got married.
Yeah.
And then what was the breaking point in the 7 years of your marriage?
Got physical.
He hit you?
Not just, you know, kind of tried to, you know, do a little rough, but I was like, nah, we might do that.
You're lying, man. First you tried to grab your hand when you were simulating what he was doing to you. Then you went for the neck because you knew grabbing the hand wouldn't be sufficient to get people on your side. See, these women are so full of crap. Let's watch that again. Because see, they want to keep it vague so you can just assume, you know, he gave her the Beats by Dre headphones. But in reality, he just grabbed her arm. See, woes are used to being able to just say it got physical and then people just say, oh, okay, I'll leave it there. I won't dig any further. But see, when people dig further on that, it start getting real shaky. Watch how she simulated him grabbing the arm and then she went for the neck to make it more severe. This woman is a damn liar.
He hit you?
Not just, you know, kind of tried to, you know, do a little rough up, but I was like, nah, we might do that.
But she's not going to tell the part where she hit him over the head with a pan. That's the part she's going to conveniently leave out. She threw a lamp at him. She's going to forget that part.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? But I was like, nah, we might do that.
So, okay, so then this is your first marriage.
Right.
So what happened in your second marriage? Why did you get a divorce there?
Personality, same thing. I chose the wrong or agreed to the wrong personalities, so to speak.
And you knew early?
After we got married. Yeah.
I know you play.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
You're not going to like the personalities of any of the men who are willing to take you serious because you know you're not worth taking serious. You know any man who sees you as something of value is a fucking unaware chump. That's what she's calling personality differences.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. That's going to be trying to stay with her and any woman like her.
How soon after you got married?
Not too long. We were singing together and he accused me of looking at some dude. I was like, come on now. I just got married to you. I love you, you know. So it came right out after we got married.
And then you guys were only married for, well, how many years were you guys married for?
For 5 years.
For 5 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're open to get married again. And not,
no rush. I'm not rushing to it, but you know.
Okay.
She's 54 years old and she's only been married for a total of 12 years. Keep that in mind. To make it easy math, we'll say from 14 to 54 minus 12. I mean, because you got to ask yourself, what was she doing those 28 free years? You got to ask yourself.
She might not have told you this, but my daughters do not respect men. So I'm letting you know that now. And I'm not joking when I tell you that, brother. And they have mouths when it comes to them getting into disagreements and engagements with men. And they will verbally put some lashings on you, brother. Because they don't respect men. I'm just giving it to you forefront, brother, right. So you know what
you're... I would like you to still respond to the people that think that might be a far-fetched, unrealistic thing for a guy to sign up for. Although, I mean, you can back it up as in, not saying y'all still married, but you did back it up with experience before.
Right. I respect your question, so...
What would you say to the person that thinks that's crazy that a guy is going to wait?
Well, I mean, everybody's to each his own. This is the decision that I have made before, and I'm not going to, you know, go that route again until I, you know, know for sure that the person that I, you know, because I feel like I don't have the love that I desire, you know, so I'm going to take it slow.
You're never going to get that fairy tale. These women just will chase a fairy tale for the rest of their life. Nobody's perfect. Look, the men you respect will never want you. They never wanted you when you were getting ran through. They damn sure don't want you now that you're 54 and on Kendra G. It's time to just give up on dating. Two marriages, three kids, flings out the wazoo. Just being in a serious relationship with a man just ain't for you. I just don't understand why she think her 54-year-old coochie is worth a man marrying her for. Why pay $20,000 for a wedding when you can just pay $200 to fuck a 25-year-old?
Spot on right there.
You know, so I'm going to take it slow. And, you know, that's what I desire to do. Just to wait. And if they decide not to, that's, you know, I can respect their decision.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Did I already ask you what type of guy you wanted?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, God, I'll start. What kind of man are you looking for?
A man that... just like what Victoria said, we kind of have similar answers. A man that truly loves God, that loves his family, and who is kind-hearted, you know, and someone who's very, very loving, you know, very loving.
No. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.